Text, Hallmark Channel presents Christmas Under Wraps. A bird's eye view of the Golden Gate Bridge, then a view of the San Francisco skyline, a trolley car, and pedestrians around the city. Text, Candace Cameron Bure, David O'Donnell, Robert Pine, Kendra Mielnick, and Brian Doyle Murray. Outside a hospital. Inside the hospital, a woman and man in surgical scrubs, caps, and lab coats exit a doorway.
Dr. Johnson, thank you for allowing me to assist in there.
You did more than assist, Brunel. You performed the operation, which is why you should be the one to talk to the family.
Dr. Lauren Brunel smiles and follows Dr. Johnson to the waiting room to meet the patient's wife and daughter.
Your husband is out of surgery. Dr. Brunel here will fill you on how it went.
How's Adam? Is he okay? Everything went really well.
Can we see him?
What's your name?
Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. You can call me Dr. Lauren. I was lucky enough to perform your daddy's surgery.
You took his appendix out?
I did. We took his appendix right out because it was making him sick. We used a little teeny tiny camera. And he was sleeping, so he missed it all, but his appendix was on TV.
Can we see his appendix on TV?
No, probably not. But you can have ice cream with him tomorrow, if that's okay with Mom.
Yeah, sounds perfect.
And you should be able to sit with your husband in a few hours. Most likely he'll be ready to go home tomorrow.
A man and woman talk over the table in the break room.
Excited for sunny LA?
Ugh, if I can get outside. The program's intense. Hey, Lauren, where are you going?
Oh, I applied to Charlestown Memorial in Boston.
The General Surgery Fellowship? That's the best in the country.
My father was a fellow there. I knew before I even applied to med school that I'd follow in his footsteps.
What if you don't get in?
Well, that's just not part of the plan. Luckily, my dad has a friend at Charlestown, and he's keeping an eye on the application process. He said I'm a shoo-in, so.
What's Scott gonna do when you go all the way to Boston?
Well,
no way.
What?
Do you think he's going to propose?
I think so. We've talked about what I see for my future, and I see him.
Oh. Plus, there's lots of law firms in Boston where he could work. Everything's coming together.
Nighttime at a restaurant, Lauren and Scott dine together.
Dr. Johnson let me do the entire procedure. It was amazing.
Amazing, right.
Scott, is everything okay?
Well, it's just, I'm thinking a lot lately about you and me and your career.
Yes.
And about the last 8 months.
Which have been so great.
And I was thinking that we should...
I think we should get married, too.
You thought I was proposing?
Her face falls.
I mean, if we're gonna be together in Boston, shouldn't we be fully committed?
Actually, and I'm sorry, Lauren, but I think we should break up.
But we discussed our future.
No, you discussed the future. You planned our future. Lauren, you plan everything.
I don't plan everything. Okay, I have goals.
And that's my favorite thing about you. You're dedicated, you're reliable, you're so good at what you do. But I feel you're checking off a to-do list. It's not what love is, Lauren. Love's inconvenient. It's all-encompassing. I want to feel that with someone. And I want you to have it too.
Now at a large home at night, Lauren walks in and makes her way to the kitchen.
Mom? Dad?
Lauren? Hi, honey. I wasn't expecting you tonight. Can I warm you up something to eat?
No, I just came from dinner with Scott.
Is something wrong?
Is that Lauren? Oh, Lauren, that's you. You're here.
I was just about to call you. I talked to Richard at Charlestown Memorial.
Yeah?
And, you were edged out at the last minute, sweetheart, by another candidate.
What? No, I did everything that I could. My resume was impeccable.
I know, I know. This other fellow did Doctors Without Borders, and the committee liked that out-of-the-box thinking. Honey, I have friends and colleagues at every major hospital in the country. I'll make some calls, and we'll find you a fellowship that's worthy of your talents.
Your dad is right. Surely there are other fellowships. You don't have to do exactly what your father did.
Oh, I'm gonna go. I can't have this conversation after the night I just had.
What's so wrong about our daughter following in her old man's footsteps? I'm proud of her.
So am I. But I want her to live her life, Henry, not yours.
Mom catches her at the door.
Lauren.
Mom, I just need to be alone.
I know, but I want to make sure you're okay.
Okay? Yeah, I'm great. Everything I've worked for my entire life is gone.
Maybe missing out on this fellowship will open you up to some new, interesting possibilities. Perhaps you've planned things in your life a little too much.
That's what Scott said to me right before he broke up with me.
Oh, Lauren.
Oh. Mom hugs her.
I just wish that you and Scott could understand how important all of this is to me, like Dad does.
Sweetie, believe me, I understand. But there are other things in life. And how will you ever discover them if you're unwilling to look outside your original plan? Remember what Grandma always used to tell me? You can listen to your mind, but you have to follow your heart.
I know.
Lauren mouths the words with her.
Thanks, Mom.
She kisses her mom. Mom sighs when Lauren leaves. Now in a doctor's office, Lauren consults with her dad.
Your mother's worried about you.
Why is it that she was able to be so supportive of your career for all these years, but when it comes to me, she just doesn't get it?
You're her baby girl.
Yeah, but I am not a baby. I am a grown woman and a doctor, and I have a career to get on with. What am I going to do, Dad?
I'm not ready to accept that the door's closed at Charlestown. I know too many people over there. Meanwhile, I've started to make calls to other programs.
Thanks, I appreciate it. But I just can't sit around and wait.
Where are you going?
There's got to be another option.
He watches her leave. Now in a building with a placard reading Career Center, Lauren sits in an office with another woman.
So as you can see there, I was at the top of my class.
And Golden Gate is an exemplary residency program. I'm surprised you weren't offered more than one fellowship.
Well, I only applied to one. So what can I do now?
Well, I won't sugarcoat it. Deadlines are passed. Candidates with less impressive credentials than yours have filled slots you would have easily gotten if you had applied a few months ago. There's nothing left. What you're going to have to do is get a job to bide your time until you can apply for next year's fellowship. That's strange. There is one open fellowship slot, after all. It appears to have just become available.
Garland, Alaska?
It's adjacent to Anchorage. You'd be running the whole program, so it'd be a great opportunity to shine.
But this is in general medicine, not general surgery.
There's always a need for family doctors. You'd never be out of work. I know, small town Alaska isn't what you had in mind. Most people can't imagine a life in a less traditional, out-of-the-box environment.
Wait. A small town hospital in Alaska would be an out-of-the-box experience.
Yes. I think it would. Then I'd like to apply.
In her home, Lauren's phone rings next to a pamphlet for Garland Hospital.
Hello?
Dr. Lauren Brunel?
Yes?
Hi. Good morning. I'm Billy, the hospital administrator at Garland General in Alaska.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
We received your very impressive application and couldn't let another moment pass without offering you the position.
Wow, that's very flattering.
And since you're coming from out of state, it would be our pleasure to arrange for and pay for your travel and accommodations here in town. What do you say? We could use a doctor with your talents here.
Garland's a unique place, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Well, then yes, I accept.
Wonderful, Dr. Brunel. Okay, let me get some of your information.
Don't you worry. I'll have you out of Alaska in a matter of weeks.
Well, if you think a couple of weeks in an out-of-the-box environment is enough to bulk up my resume, then great.
Your resume is perfect just the way it is.
Lauren, try to have an open mind about this. For the first time in a long time, you are trying something new and unexpected. That is exciting. Oh, and we have to take you shopping for winter clothes.
Mom, I leave in less than a week. I have way too much to do. I'll get everything I need when I get there.
Well, don't buy too much, because you'll be back here very soon.
Henry, try to support her in this. I think it's good for her.
Oh.
It's good for both of you.
Okay, Mom. Alaska's awesome.
Yeah, Alaska's the best 49th state we have.
You two are impossible.
They grin as they continue packing. Now a plane lands surrounded by snow-covered mountains.
Welcome to Anchorage. The current temperature is a mild 7 degrees.
A man holds a sign for Dr. Brunel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brunel.
Hi, welcome to Alaska. I'm Andy. I'm your ride to Garland. Can I take these?
Yes.
Okay.
How far is the car?
300 miles due north.
Her eyes widen.
From here?
Yep.
They stand on the tarmac next to a small plane.
I guess Garland isn't as adjacent to Anchorage as you thought, huh?
That's because adjacent means a train or car ride away. Okay, this is not what I signed up for.
Well, that's Garland for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just that when you grow up here, you learn that making plans is a waste of time.
That's amazing. You've just dismissed my entire life's philosophy 5 minutes after meeting me.
Well, that certainly wasn't my intention. Shall we get ourselves a little more adjacent to Garland?
The plane takes off and flies over dark blue water, snow-covered mountains, and a snowy forest. Inside the plane, they communicate through headsets.
Just think of the plane like a bus or a train car. You're commuting.
Except if I change my mind at home, I can just get off at the next stop.
Well, I wouldn't recommend getting out now, but no one's stopping you.
She spots the community ahead.
And here we are.
That came out of nowhere.
She frowns as she regards the town below them. The plane lands and they travel by truck into the town. Andy points out landmarks.
That's Hattie's Diner. Best restaurant in town. That's the Garland General Store where you can get anything from toothpaste to canned goods and clothing.
That's very quaint.
I like to think of it as cozy. We have enough of what we need. We don't worry about anything beyond that.
And what is that? It's not small.
That is holiday shipping. Provides a lot of jobs in town.
Oh, look at it all. I would have loved those decorations as a kid.
Only as a kid? I always thought Christmas was supposed to bring out the kid in all of us. Even when we're adults.
Well, I guess the kid in me has been too busy being an adult to get overly excited about Christmas. But you guys take it very seriously. Very festive.
That's Garland for you.
We're
course it is.
She smiles.
Here we are.
He parks, and they step out beside a log cabin.
So this is where I'm staying?
This is it. It's cozy, convenient, and in walking distance of everything.
He carries her luggage into the cabin and hands her the keys.
Welcome to Garland, Dr. Brunel.
See ya.
He waves goodbye, leaving her to walk inside. She flips on the lights and looks around the rustic living room.
I can make this work.
Now the sun rises, and Lauren stirs from sleep in her bedroom. She rubs her arms briskly as she exits her bedroom and looks around the kitchen.
Great. No coffee maker.
She opens all the cabinets and doors.
Oh. Perfect.
A sign advertises fresh hot coffee at a cafe, and Lauren steps inside.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi, can I have a large, non-fat, sugar-free vanilla latte? I'm not gonna get that here, am I?
We have plenty of coffee.
Okay, then I'll have a large to-go with non-fat milk. And do you have any natural, non-sugar sweeteners?
Well, we have one size, cream, good old white sugar, and I could probably rustle up some whole milk and honey in the back.
Oh, no, that's fine. Thank you.
Don't be afraid of a little cream and sugar. It'll fatten you up, keep you warm up here.
Oh, thanks. You know, has anyone ever told you you look just like Santa Claus?
Well, thank you. I guess that's why they elect me to head up the Christmas Eve festival every year. Frank Holiday, President and CEO of Holiday Shipping.
Holiday, of course. I'm Dr. Lauren Brunel.
Welcome, Doctor. We're thrilled you've come to help us out. How do you like Garland so far?
Well, she wasn't thrilled with the trip into town, I can tell you that much.
Son, be polite.
You're his father.
Andy is a fourth-generation Garlander. There's a monument to my great-grandfather in Garland Square. He was one of the original town founders.
Here you go, Frank.
Thank you, Hattie.
Dad, really? Cookies for breakfast?
They're seasonal. Hattie only makes these in the month of December. They'll be gone before you know it.
You know, now that there's a doctor in town, you might want to schedule an appointment for a cholesterol check.
Oh, you're welcome to come.
Oh, I'm fine. This is how I've always eaten.
Then Andy may have a point.
That's exactly my point. Not to mention, you're always tired these days.
This is my busy season. Besides, you live a few more decades. Tell me how perky you feel.
Dad.
Andrew.
Excuse me, I have to get going. Today's my first day, and I don't want to be late for rounds. Frank, it was nice to meet you, and Andy, it was good to see you.
Frank questions Andy.
Rounds?
Lauren walks past a house with a sign reading Garland General Hospital. Soon, she steps back in front and sighs. Stepping inside, she is greeted by the nurse who called her.
Hello? Oh, have a seat. We're not seeing patients just yet this morning, so.
Actually, I'm the doctor.
Dr. Brunel? Dr. Lauren Brunel from San Francisco?
She hugs Lauren hard.
Everyone, come meet the new doctor.
Oh, good, there's a staff.
I'm Billy. We spoke on the phone. I'm the head nurse. I order supplies, anything administrative, just ask. I'll get it done. This is Joanne,
Hi.
The other nurse.
Hi.
And the orderlies, Martin and Lester.
How you doing? Good to meet you.
Hi. So the staff is only 4 people?
Of course not. No, it's 5 now that you're here. Dr. Morgan retired last year, and it has been...
Wait, you haven't had a doctor here in a year?
A couple of people didn't exactly work out, so...
Sorry, Billy, I don't think this situation was made clear to me.
A new doctor in? I got this thing with my foot.
The nurses and orderlies look at Lauren and wait.
I'm the new doctor.
In an examination room, the patient stands up in an orthopedic boot.
Mr. Jessam, keep that boot on for at least 2 weeks. Take ibuprofen if you're in any discomfort.
Thank you, ma'am.
Billy, let's set up weekly appointments for Marilyn from now until her due date.
And her son, Ethan?
He's behind on his shots. Joanne, why don't you take care of that right now? And I'm admitting Miss Alvarez overnight for observation. She needs antibiotics.
Okay, anything else?
No, let's take a break. I'll do some charting.
Lauren yawns as she enters the waiting room to see it full.
Can I get you something to eat or drink, Dr. Brunel, before you see more patients?
No, let's get these people into exam rooms as soon as possible.
A man walks in with flowers.
Billy.
Billy smiles.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Brunel.
Well, that's very sweet. Your boyfriend brought you flowers.
What? No, I'm not. We are not. Dr. Brunel, this is Wyatt Baker. His mom's the town florist.
I did the deliveries. This is a get-well bouquet for Mrs. Alvarez.
Mrs. Alvarez, who I just admitted 10 minutes ago?
It's a small town.
I'll see you later, Billy. And it was nice to meet you, Doc.
Lauren watches Billy watch Wyatt leave.
And he's not your boyfriend? I dated a guy for months, and he didn't look at me like that.
Wyatt? No. We've known each other our whole lives. Since we were babies. He pushed me in the mud in 3rd grade and dated my neighbor in high school. We're just friends. That's all.
Whatever you say. Oh, and send the next patient in.
Lauren takes the flowers to the back. Now at night, Lauren walks along the snow-lined sidewalks as Andy pulls up.
Need a ride, Doc?
Wow, you're everywhere, aren't you?
No, thanks. It's only a 1/4 mile. I need the exercise.
You sure? Look cold.
It's Alaska. Is there any other option?
Not really. Get in the truck.
She grimaces.
Yeah.
You know, you keep dressing like that, you're gonna get hypothermia, and then we won't have a doctor to treat you. We can stop at the general store and stock up on winter clothes, Doc.
Did you get that puffy vest there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, I'll just get some stuff online or something.
Suit yourself.
So why is everything in your truck covered with sawdust?
Oh, I hit a lot of trees when I fly. Makes a mess. Just kidding. The whole flying thing's just a hobby. I'm supposed to take over the family business, but I guess I'm just not ready, so... I pick up work as the local handyman. So, how's the first day?
She makes a face.
I mean, I felt good about what I did, but there's just too many patients, not enough hands, not enough time. You know, I'm supposed to work at a big hospital, not a little clinic like this.
Well, sounds like you did a lot of good today. I mean, Mrs. Alvarez had that cough for a month, and Clay Jessam would have ignored that foot until he went crippled if you hadn't helped.
Wow, word really travels fast through this place.
Yeah, well, small town, new doctor. If it makes you feel any better, everybody's really glad you're here, Doc.
She purses her lips. At home, she types into a laptop in front of a fire in the fireplace. She plugs a cable into the wall in her computer.
Yes.
Her screen indicates 100% internet connection, and she continues shopping on a web page with an Angora scarf with hat and mittens. Now 6:30 in the morning, her alarm clock goes off. She frowns and covers her head with a sheet. Now she heads to the cafe.
Good morning, Dr. Brunel.
Morning.
Ah, doctor?
Huh? Good morning, Dr. Brunel.
Good morning. Can I get a
coffee to go, light on the sugar with milk? None of that non-fat yet, but I got it on order.
Okay, thank you.
Don't you worry about it. Now, don't let me keep you.
Okay.
You got a big day in front of you.
I do?
Oh, yeah, and if you want lunch delivered, just have Billy give me a call.
Hattie, do you know something I don't?
Hattie grins and waves. At the hospital, patients stand in line outside. Andy works on the sign.
Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. What do you think?
It's beautiful work, but don't you think it's a little presumptuous to put my name outside of the hospital when... I don't even know if I'm staying.
But you're here now, right?
I know, but...
No, don't worry about it. Making a shingle's no big deal. Take it down whenever you want.
She steps past the patients.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Doc.
Be right with you.
Inside, the waiting room is full.
Dr. Brunel, good morning.
Billy, there's a line of patients outside.
And we have got it under control. Everyone in the exam rooms right now are a higher priority. First up, stomach ache in room one.
Stomach flu?
Too much Christmas candy.
Let's do this.
Frank enters the waiting room, where the patient load is under control.
Billy, I prescribed a muscle relaxant to Mrs. Petty. Can you check if we have any in stock?
Sure.
Well, hello, Mr. Holliday.
Call me Frank, Doctor.
Well, then call me Lauren, Frank. Did you come in to get that stomach thing checked out?
I'm fine. Andy's a worrier.
I don't think he's the anxious type.
I am here, young lady, to invite you to a holiday family dinner tonight. My wife, Faith, is a wonderful cook, and you being so far from San Francisco, seems like it's time you had a home-cooked meal.
That's so nice of you, Mr. Frank. But why don't we discuss that in the exam room first? Talk about those Christmas cookies?
I've only got a minute. I've got to get back to work. But you're going to come to dinner, aren't you?
Well, I never ate that many home-cooked meals while I was at home, so...
All the more reason.
Okay, I'll come.
Excellent. See you later.
Mr. Holliday.
Good afternoon, Wyatt.
Hey, Doc.
Hi.
Is Billy here?
Oh, she's just getting some medication for a patient.
Oh, she's a good nurse, huh?
Yes, she is. And a good girl, too, huh?
Billy, hey.
Oh, hi, Wyatt.
For Diana.
These better be for Mr. Henderson.
Oh, they are.
Who's Mr. Henderson?
He's Diana's neighbor. Who do you think made all that Christmas candy?
Well, I better get going. Have a good day, Billy. Bye, Doc.
Bye.
Billy grins at him. Billy and Lauren.
Thanks for lunch, Dr. Brunel.
Oh, no, thank you for everything. You're a great nurse, Billy.
Really?
You know who else said that? Your friend, Wyatt.
Oh, Wyatt thinks I'm a good nurse.
I think this might be one of those times you just have to follow your heart.
What do you mean?
That's something my mom always says. Something her mom always said. You can listen to your mind, but you have to follow your heart.
Something wrong?
It's just about the clothes I bought.
Oh.
What? My order was canceled? Address unknown? How is that even possible?
I guess they can't deliver to Garland.
Holiday shipping ships out every day. How can this company not ship in?
That's Garland for you.
Oh, I'm gonna freeze to death before I ever get to Boston.
What was that?
Nothing.
You can get whatever you need from the Garland General Store, Doc. They've got plenty of warm clothes.
Even flannel?
Of course. Come on, let's stop by on our way back to work. You're gonna love this.
At the store, Billy holds a shirt up to Lauren. Hattie notices and comments.
Oh, that would be darling on you.
You think?
I do. The blue will bring out your eyes. And if you don't mind my saying, just because you wrap something around your neck doesn't make it a scarf.
It's a pashmina.
A pash what?
A pashmina. It's a fancy scarf.
See, there's your problem. You're in Alaska, sweetie. We dress more for function out here.
She's right.
Well, I tried to buy warmer clothes online, but they canceled my order. They couldn't find Garland.
Yeah, well, we don't always make it easy to get up here. But that just means that only the best and most worthwhile things find us. See, these look just like regular jeans, but the inside is lined with sweatpant material. Best of both worlds, if you ask me.
Well, do you think they have something for my dinner tonight? Frank invited me over.
Ooh, dinner with the Holidays. You must be doing something right. Come on, let's find this girl something to wear.
Now at night, Lauren walks comfortably in waterproof boots, jeans, and a puffy coat. As she steps up the walk to the Holidays' house, something dashes by her. She runs to catch it, and it passes her again. She sees a knit cap in the snow and stands looking after the owner, but can't see anyone. When she turns to answer Andy, the owner grabs up the hat.
Hey, Doc.
Andy, hi.
You missed the front door?
Yeah. I mean, no, I just... But I saw something.
She notices the hat missing.
Wait, did you see that?
See what?
It looked and sounded like an elf went into your dad's barn.
What?
What are you two doing out here in the cold? Your mother has a huge meal for us in the kitchen. Let's not make her wait. And to be fair, I don't want to wait either. Oh, come on.
They all walk inside. At the dinner table.
Mrs. Holiday.
Oh, call me Faith, please.
Faith, thank you so much for dinner. And this dessert, it's so beautiful. I can't believe we're actually eating it.
Nothing says Christmas time like a gingerbread house.
It is Frank's favorite. And it's the least I could do after how much you've already helped the people here in Garland.
Oh. Yes, it sounds like things are going well down at the hospital.
You know, one way you could see that firsthand, Frank. Come on in for a checkup.
Yeah, Dad. Go get a checkup.
Look at this. The two of them, they're ganging up on me.
They're not wrong, dear.
It's my busy season. How about we schedule an appointment next year sometime?
Dad, Lauren might not be here next year. She's got big plans. Far from Garland.
You're leaving already?
Maybe. There's a fellowship in Boston.
Well, it's important to know what you want, isn't it? Andy's still not sure, are you, son?
Frank.
Dad.
Didn't Andy tell you? He used to be an architect in Seattle. He only just came back last year. And he hasn't made any promises about staying.
Dad, I'm not going anywhere, okay?
You lived in Seattle?
Yeah, I went to school there and I really liked it, so I stayed for a while. You know, good food, good music.
No, I know. I love Seattle.
Does no one in their generation appreciate small town life? Am I so wrong to want my son to love this place the way I do? To want to live his life in Garland?
This is certainly not an issue that can be resolved tonight over dessert. So, let's talk about something else.
I bought a pair of jeans lined with sweatpants today.
A At the cabin, Lauren comes downstairs and pulls a pink sweater from a shopping bag. Now at the hospital, Lauren enters to find another busy waiting room.
A lot of people out there.
I know.
We need to be as efficient as possible if there's going to be a full slate of appointments today.
Absolutely.
Seriously?
The lights click off. Andy checks the fuse box.
Andy, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm fixing the power outage. The breaker's in here.
So the town handyman functions as the town electrician as well?
Several limited, yet interconnected talents.
She comes in to look.
So what's the problem?
Well, the system's overloaded. It makes sense. Normally the clinic has limited hours and it's been running for the last week all day.
Yes, I am very aware. Now what?
Aim that at the breaker. You think you can do that while I install a new one?
I've assisted in hundreds of surgeries. Steady hands are part of the job.
Excuse me. I didn't realize you were such a big deal around here.
She holds a flashlight for him.
Sorry you had to listen to me and my dad argue the other night.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Family business. He's always wanted me to take it over, and I just wanted to do something for myself for once, you know? Now that I'm back, I'm not completely sure. So.
Funny, I think I was 10 when I decided I was going to be a doctor, just like my dad.
I wish I could have given that to my dad. It's all I ever wanted.
Andy, don't feel bad about being your own person. Frank should be happy you're pursuing your dreams. Then again, I don't think my mom understands what I want either.
Can I get those wire cutters?
She hands them over.
Wait, your mom's not happy you're a doctor, but you save lives.
No, she's happy. It's just, I think she just wants me to stop and smell the roses more. She thinks I plan my life instead of living it.
Well, you'll get plenty of time to smell the roses here.
Are you kidding? After this? I'm gonna be working all night.
Nah, we'll fix this soon. Needle nose pliers, please.
She hands them to him.
All right. Scalpel.
Hey.
Okay, let's keep you from working all night.
He pulls a switch, and the lights come on.
Yay!
They hug, and when they separate, they smile at each other, their faces just inches away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A man stands outside holding his hand.
Thanks again for your help.
It was my pleasure.
Excuse me, are you the doctor?
Oh, Nate, that's a good one. How'd you do that?
Just a little accident at work.
Yeah, let me take a look at that. Can you tell me how this happened?
I hit my hand with a hammer.
A hammer?
He shows her a small ball peen hammer.
This is a hammer?
Kinda. It's a toy-making tool.
A toy-making tool? You make toys at a shipping company?
I guess you could say we really embrace the whole Christmas spirit.
Clearly. Okay, let's get you inside.
Andy leaves.
Thanks again for your help.
No problem. Careful with that hammer, Nate.
Nate gives a wave. Lauren gives a glance. The sun sets, and Lauren and Billy close up the hospital.
Well, you did it. Even after the delay this morning, you managed to see every patient waiting to be seen. Seems like you're really getting the hang of this, huh?
Yeah, I guess I am. Hey, you want to go get dinner at Hattie's?
No.
Oh, Billy, no. You don't have to hang out with your boss.
No, it's not that. It's just I have a date tonight.
A date? Could it possibly be Wyatt? Did he finally ask you out?
Actually, I asked him out.
Wow, bold move.
Well, I decided to take your advice.
What advice?
You know, about listening to your mind but following your heart.
Oh, right. Of course.
Hey, Billy. Are you ready?
Oh, have fun.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Billy leaves arm in arm with Wyatt. Lauren phones her mom and dad as she strolls down a sidewalk.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, hey, Lauren. Everything all right?
Hey, sweetie. How's your adventure in Alaska?
Well, it's keeping me on my toes.
Great.
Yeah. Great. I wanted someone to talk to.
We would love to, but we got to run. Your mom and I have theater gigs tonight. But don't worry, I'm still working on your fellowships for you.
But enjoy where you are for now.
Oh, okay, thanks.
All right, bye. We'll call soon.
Bye.
She hangs up and turns to find the sidewalk completely empty. At home, she browses a colleague's social media photos. She grins as she sees Melissa happy and proud, but then frowns and looks away. Now daytime, she dials Andy, but hangs up when she hears the knock on the door.
Wyatt, what are you doing here?
We need your help. It's Rudy. He's hurt his leg and he can't walk. He needs a doctor.
She grabs her coat and bag, and they leave together.
Okay, let's go.
They pull up to the Holiday's home and she follows Andy around the house.
Why are we at Frank's house?
Come on, Rudy's in the barn.
Hey, wait up!
As she enters the barn, she sees they are standing with a reindeer.
This is Rudy? This is Rudy, a reindeer. You expect me to help an injured reindeer?
He sprained his ankle.
How would you know a wild animal sprained its ankle?
Well, he's not exactly a wild animal. Exactly.
He's not? What, is Frank running a reindeer farm in addition to a shipping company?
Rudy's a town mascot of sorts. Everyone in town is really attached to him, but don't let the whole reindeer thing fool you. I bet you didn't know that reindeer is just another word for caribou.
Oh, well, in that case, no problem. I mean, I might not have studied reindeer, but my caribou rotation was right in between surgery and emergency medicine.
Dr. Brunel.
I know. You keep things very simple in Garland. One handyman, one doctor, but medical school and veterinary school are two very different things. And I've already been kept very busy with all the humans. I can't add a menagerie to my patient load.
Dr. Brunel, you're our only hope.
She closes her eyes and sighs.
Frank, does Rudy know you best?
Well, yes.
Okay, would you mind holding him? This might be uncomfortable for him, and I think he would feel better if he sees someone he can trust.
And what can I do, Doctor?
You can help me with the ice packs around his leg.
You're doing great, buddy. Sure you never wanted to be a vet? You're really good with animals.
It's never on the radar. The only pets I ever had were goldfish, and they never lived more than a couple of months. But I guess when it comes down to it, a patient is a patient. Okay. So, Frank, can Rudy rest here so he stays off his feet?
Of course.
Well, I'm going to do some research to make sure that we handle this properly, but I think Rudy will be okay.
Will this heal by the 24th, Doctor?
You're asking me if Rudy, the reindeer, is going to heal by Christmas Eve.
Well, of course, for the Christmas Eve festival.
Right, because Rudy's in the festival.
That's how he got hurt, actually. We were practicing for the festival.
Billy, could you finish this up?
You know what? My mom just put on a fresh cup of coffee, and you look like you could use a break.
Andy leads Lauren into the kitchen and serves her a mug of coffee.
What, no good?
Forget the coffee. Let's talk about the reindeer.
Caribou.
Either way, most people don't keep them as pets.
Oh, no, he's not our pet.
Or mascots. I mean, seriously, we're talking about Rudy the reindeer, who has to be healed by December 24th, as requested by the guy who looks like Santa, who either has elves running around his barn or, you know, I'm just slowly going mad. I mean, come on, you didn't think I was gonna have questions about this?
We answered all your questions. The Christmas Eve festival is a really big deal around here.
Oh, come on! Is this place for real?
That's Garland for you.
Oh, would you stop saying that?
Oh, quit being such a grump. So Garland's a little unconventional. Is that such a bad thing? I saw you out there. You were enjoying yourself.
Yes, it is definitely a unique experience here, one that I would never have in San Francisco or Boston.
And so what if we don't have fancy restaurants or shopping malls or public transportation or coffee chains with ridiculously sounding drinks?
Wow, you really know how to talk up Garland.
But we do have something, right?
Yes, I agree with that.
You know what else we have? Midnight picnics.
Midnight picnics in Alaska. Sounds cold.
True, but, you trust me, right, Doc?
Yes, I trust you.
Good, I'll pick you up at 10.
He leaves, and she sips from her mug. Now daytime, she passes her first Garland patient.
Hey, Doc.
Hi.
Look, almost as good as new. And from the sound of it, you did the same for good old Rudy.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, you did a real good thing, Doc.
Thank you.
Lauren smiles as she continues to the hospital. When she enters, the patients and Billy applaud.
Does everyone know about Rudy?
Good news travels fast, especially in Garland.
Patty walks in.
Hi.
Is anything wrong?
Oh, quite the opposite, actually. After the morning that you had, I thought you deserved to have your coffee delivered right to your door with non-fat milk. But first, this is a little thank you from me to you. It's one of those pashmina scarves you like so much, but I made this one out of wool.
Wow, really, Hattie?
Well, in Alaska, if a scarf is not made of wool, it's probably not a scarf you should be wearing.
I absolutely love it. Thank you, Hattie.
It's the least I could do. Well, better get back to work. Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Flower and livery for Doc Brunel.
All of those are for me?
Yep, and there's more in the van. Lester, Martin, will you help me out? Thanks.
Who are they from?
Let's see. This is from the packaging department at Holiday Shipping. This is from the girls at the general store. And this is from Mr. Holiday himself.
Where are we gonna put them all?
Well, we could put one in each exam room. Maybe a couple out here.
Billy kisses Wyatt on the cheek, and they start delivering the flowers. At home, Lauren finally takes her luggage from beside the front door and puts it on the bed. She sees a missed call from her dad. She unzips her suitcase. Andy knocks on Lauren's door, bouquet in hand.
Roses.
I know that
This isn't an original idea. I mean, pretty much everyone in town gave you flowers today.
They kind of did.
But I checked with Wyatt, and he said that no one gave you a dozen roses. And since we talked about smelling the roses more...
Thank you. Oh, they're beautiful. Is what I'm wearing okay? Is it warm enough?
Yeah, I thought about that, and I got you covered. Damn. Your chariot awaits, m'lady.
Okay.
I cleaned all the sawdust out of the truck, so.
She takes his arm. The truck pulls into the darkness.
You aren't kidding. It's amazing out there. Look at all the stars.
I'm glad you like it, but unfortunately, this isn't our picnic spot.
We're flying.
He parks beside the plane. He removes a picnic basket from the back seat and then opens the door.
Can I say no public transportation? Flying's the best I can do.
She takes his arm again, and they walk to the plane. In the air, he shows her a constellation.
See the Big Dipper?
See it. I feel like we're in it.
There's no place quite like Garland.
But you liked Seattle.
I did. It was a big change, but it was interesting and challenging. I loved architecture school, and I worked for a couple years at a big firm, too.
So why'd you leave?
Well, Seattle was fun, but Garland's my home. And in my heart, I always knew I belonged here. And you know how Frank feels about it.
But don't you miss being an architect?
Sometimes, but... I gotta tell you, I love being the town handyman. Work's always changing. I get to see lots of different people, and I get to really enjoy the moment. There must be something about Garland, because you seem to really be enjoying the moment yourself.
I am, actually.
She gives him a broad smile.
Hey, Andy, when are we gonna get there? Are you gonna tell me where we're going?
We're here.
Now they walk.
Oh. Wow.
It's the Northern Lights.
Wow. They're beautiful.
He spreads a blanket on a bench, and they sit together, looking up.
You cold?
She nods.
A little.
He drapes a blanket around her shoulders and hugs her. He gazes at her watching the Northern Lights.
You okay?
Yeah. Better than I've been in a while. I'm just really, really appreciating the moment I'm in.
They kiss under the night sky. Now daytime. Lauren's alarm clock goes off, but she is already up and getting dressed. She bounces into the cafe for her coffee.
Everywhere.
Oh, holiday shipping just brings on extra workers right before Christmas.
Really? Why?
It's the busy season.
Workers outside holiday shipping high-five before entering the building. Lauren walks onto the campus, looking around. Frank greets her at the front steps.
Is that a giant sleigh?
Well, of course! For the Christmas Eve festival!
Oh, of course. Christmas Eve festival.
Is there anything else you need this morning, Doctor, before you get on getting to work?
Actually, it's about what you need, Frank, which is a checkup. And since you won't come to me, I'm coming to you. Good old-fashioned house call, or office call.
Well, I have a meeting in 10 minutes, but I know my health is important. Why don't you come back this afternoon? Sometime after lunch?
Okay, sure.
Well, don't let me keep you from the rest of your patients. I'll see you later.
He waves her off. Lauren enters the hospital. She dismisses a call from her dad when she sees the waiting room patients.
Hey, Billy, who do we have up first?
Ethan got a rash playing in the woods behind his house.
Hi, Ethan. Hey, are you itchy?
Yes.
Yeah? Come on, let's go find out why. Mom, can you tell me what's growing behind the house? Who's next?
No one. You've seen everyone.
Huh. Well, in that case, I will be back in about an hour. I'm gonna make a good old-fashioned house call.
At Holiday Shipping, Lauren carries an extra bag and enters. She steps into the extensive warehouse and finds her way to the main offices.
This is it? Just a normal warehouse?
As she steps to the main office, she overhears Andy and Frank arguing.
Son.
Fine. The point is that I really want to share this with her. I'm really starting to care about this woman, Dad. She's really special.
Of course she's special. But that doesn't mean she's the right person for you, Andrew.
Come on, Dad.
Think this through, son. What if she doesn't take the news well? Or she decides to leave? You said yourself she's planning to get back to the city. She doesn't like it here?
But she does.
Well, then what happens? I'll tell you what. You'll leave with her. You just got back from Seattle as it is.
You know what? I'm really sorry it scared you when I left Garland to try something new, but I don't regret it. I'm glad I did it. But if I'm gonna choose Garland, I'm gonna need a reason besides my family and just this town.
I understand that, son, but I think you're being rash.
See? I think I'm being happy. I don't want to argue with you anymore, Dad. I'm gonna go.
Lauren scoots away just before Andy leaves the office. He catches up to her.
Lauren?
Andy.
Hey. What are you doing here?
I just came to examine your dad. A house call. Or office call.
Oh, sorry. He's in a mood. I'm glad to see you, though.
Yeah, Andy,
you know what I was thinking we should do?
Yeah, I don't think we should
do any... We should go get your Christmas tree together.
Like a real Christmas tree?
Yes.
Because I've never had a Christmas tree that didn't fit on a tabletop.
That is unacceptable. You're fired. Okay, good. So, tomorrow.
But I...
He kisses her on the cheek.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks for checking on the big guy.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
She goes back to Frank's office and examines him.
Well, Frank, I think you have stress-related symptoms.
Stress? What kind of a medical diagnosis is that?
Well, it's a diagnosis based on the fact that you're frequently tired, have an appallingly bad diet, high blood pressure, and you're easily agitated and moody. This may seem trivial to you, Frank, but if not dealt with, it could lead to heart disease, diabetes, migraines, and...
Goodness, there's more than all that. I've heard enough. Okay, okay. I'll try to slow down, but it's just that this is my busiest season. I can't take a break.
Well, can Andy help? Maybe? Oh, I get it. Well, I'm just gonna put you on some supplements for now. They should help you relax and sleep better. And you must start eating well. No more cookies.
He grimaces at her. At Lauren's cabin, she and Andy put up the tree.
All right, here we go. We're close.
Okay, tell me when it's ready.
Yeah. Okay, now push it up, push it up.
Okay. Push. Oh, you did it.
It's on.
Yay!
They spend time decorating the tree. She wraps him in the scarf and hangs ornaments from it. Then she wears the scarf. She unwraps a decorative star tree topper.
Like it?
I love it!
On top of the tree, the topper lights up, and the two of them hug in front of the decorated tree. Later, they sip from mugs as they sit on the sofa together.
So Andy, will you shoot straight with me about what really goes on at Holiday Shipping?
Well, I could see how you'd be curious about that. Dad's pretty private about what he does in the town, and, you know, and if you still plan to leave, do you still plan to leave?
I don't know, Andy.
I know. I get it. I get it. I do.
You know, I love that tree topper. You don't see them with so many colors like that.
Yeah, it's meant to remind you of the Northern Lights. Something special from Alaska.
Well, I think you're pretty special. And from Alaska.
I'm glad that you think so. I wanted you to have something you really loved, and I wanted it to bring out the kid in you who was always too busy to celebrate Christmas.
Well, thank you.
He moves in towards her, and they kiss gently.
Oh, whatever happens, this is the best Christmas I've ever had. And it's definitely the most Christmas I've had in a long time. With work, I just don't take the time to enjoy everything else. Like the best things in life.
He puts a hand in hers, and they smile at each other. Later, she kisses him goodbye at the door.
Night, Doc.
Night, Andy.
Her phone rings, and she answers a call from her dad.
Dad, oh, you'll never guess what I did today.
I know what you're doing tomorrow. You're getting on a plane to Boston.
What?
The doctor beat you out of that fellowship.
He backed out, and now you're their first choice.
But I'd have to go tomorrow? I don't know if I can do that, Dad.
Sweetie, there are dozens of people behind you on the wait list.
You have 24 hours and they're going to go to the next candidate.
She sighs and then tilts her head when she sees the tree topper. Now she tosses in bed, frowning and sighing. In the morning, she sits on the steps of the cabin, a blanket on her shoulders and the tree topper in hand. She stares at it sadly. She starts to text Andy, "Can you meet me at Hattie's at 8? Then she hesitates. Now at Hattie's, she peeks in the window to see Andy waiting on her.
Hey, morning.
Morning. Can we talk?
They sit together, and she looks at him seriously.
So, I guess this is going to be the shortest relationship ever.
Andy.
Lauren, I thought we had fun. Last night was...
Amazing. It was absolutely amazing. But after you left, I got some news. That fellowship in Boston, it's mine. If I want it.
Do you want it?
It's been my plan for half my life. It's everything I've worked for.
You didn't answer my question.
Andy, I can't abandon years of hard work and preparation just for...
Just for me. You know, deep down, I always knew Garland wasn't going to be enough for you.
One doctor.
One handyman.
Andy, please understand.
He stands to leave.
I do. I really do.
She smiles up at him, and he kisses her cheek.
Glad everything's working out for you, Doc. Just like you planned.
He leaves the cafe, and Hattie greets Lauren.
Good morning, Doc. Usual coffee to go? Not today, Hattie. And Hattie, thank you for everything.
No problem, hon. Is everything okay?
Lauren smiles, nods, and then leaves to take the sidewalk to the hospital. She passes an older man.
Morning, Mr. Wynn. Keep up the exercise and don't forget to do those stretches we talked about.
Sure, Doc. I don't know what we ever did without you.
She sighs and keeps strolling. The man continues, pumping his arms as he walks. The hospital staff faces her as she walks in.
Everyone, I have some news.
We heard, Dr. Brunel.
Of course you did.
Good luck, Doc.
It's been real nice knowing you.
I'm gonna miss having you around.
Billy reaches her.
We liked having you here. Doctor.
You got along without me before, Billy. And you'll do it again. You're like some kind of super nurse.
Oh. Billy hugs her.
Thanks for everything, Billy.
Lauren leaves the hospital and makes her way to the Holidays' home. With a cookie in hand, Frank opens the door before she even knocks.
Lauren!
Hi, Frank.
Frank, did you say something? Oh, Lauren! Hello, sweetie. What brings you by?
I came to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, the fellowship came through in Boston. Sorry to disappoint you, Frank.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. At least it's not chocolate chip.
Well, thank you so much for your hospitality while I was here. I'm sorry it wasn't longer.
Goodbye, Lauren.
Bye. Good luck with the busy season, Frank.
He frowns as he closes the door behind her. At the cabin, Lauren puts her packed luggage by the door.
Andy, did you come to say goodbye?
Actually, you're right into town and let me ride out.
Oh, right.
He takes her luggage.
I'll be in the truck.
She turns to look at the cabin and finally shuts the door behind her. The truck heads through Main Street.
You want to stop at the general store before you leave? How about a coffee to go? I mean, what's Hattie going to do with all that non-fat milk she bought you? No one here's going to drink it.
Andy, I'd love to. Love to stop at Hattie's. I'd love to stop time so I could be here and still...
still go.
His phone rings.
Excuse me one second. Hello? What? When? Well, how bad is it?
What?
No, she's still here with me. I'm supposed to fly her to Anchorage.
Andy, what? What's happening?
My dad. He collapsed.
We'll turn around.
Okay. Yeah, we're on our way.
Andy makes a U-turn in the street. The hospital.
Talk to me. What's happening?
He collapsed at work with chest pains.
It's okay, Mom. We're here now.
Frank, are you still hurting?
No, not now. Lasted about 5 or 10 minutes. I told them I was fine, but they insisted on bringing me here.
Well, I'm glad they did. Now, where was the pain?
It was here and here.
And what were you doing when it happened?
Walking up a flight of stairs. A darn elevator was stuck.
Was it a heart attack? I told him he needed to slow down. I told him he needed to eat better. He just won't listen.
It wasn't a heart attack. But Frank, if you don't get it under control next time, it could be a lot worse.
Oh, Frank.
And we've already talked about all the things that you could be doing to your body by not eating well and getting enough rest.
I know.
No, I know, Frank. You have a plan, right? To just get through your busy season and then you'll take care of yourself? Well, I'll be the first to tell you, sometimes our plans don't work out. For the better. If you want to be around for all of these people, you have to slow down. You want to be around for years to come, right? Not just through Christmas.
I know you're right. I need to slow down and take better care of myself.
Yes, you do. And I know you will under my watch. I'm admitting you for overnight observation. I'm going to give you plenty of fluids, a healthy meal, and a lot of rest.
He nods from the bed. Lauren writes out notes for Mrs. Holliday.
Now, I prescribed these supplements for him, but you should make sure that he's taking them regularly. And he should be eating a lot of whole grains, high-fiber foods, low-fat, a lot of lean meats, chicken and fish, not a lot of red meat, organic.
Thank you.
It's the least I could do for your family.
In the hospital room, Andy sits beside Frank, who still lies in bed.
Watching me sleep? I'm not that bad off, son.
I know, Dad. Thankfully, but let's keep it that way. Okay?
Deal.
Listen, I know I complain you work too much. That's because you don't have a lot of help. So I'd like to take more responsibility with the business. I mean, if you're so dead set on me staying in Garland, you might as well give me a reason to be here. Right?
It's a fair point. But are you sure you really want to be here? If Lauren leaves,
He frowns.
I just want you to be happy.
Thanks, Dad. I wish it were that easy. Sometimes what you want and who you want aren't the same thing, you know? But don't worry about me and Lauren, Dad. Just take care of yourself for once. Okay?
Fine. And how about you? You gonna take care of me?
Absolutely. What do you need?
A couple of Hattie's famous Christmas cookies?
I don't know, Dad. I don't think those are on your approved diet, but I could probably rustle up some carrot sticks or an apple or something.
Back at the cabin, Lauren takes off her coat and relaxes on the sofa. She calls her mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. Let me hand the phone to Dad.
Oh, no, I want to talk to both of you.
Hold on.
Hi, honey. How's Boston?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm still in Garland.
Oh?
Well, what happened?
Somebody in town needed my help.
Well, did you call Richard? I'm sure Charlestown would understand,
given the circumstances.
I will call Dr. Lehman.
Good.
To tell him that I'm turning down the fellowship.
Well, why on earth would you do that?
Because going to Boston will make me successful, but I think staying in Garland will make me happy.
I think that's wonderful news.
I don't understand.
Dad, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I know that we both would have been Charlestown Memorial Fellows.
I don't care about that, sweetheart. But you've worked so hard and for so long to
suddenly give up your dream? Are you sure you want this?
Yeah, I'm sure. And just because I'm not going to be a surgeon doesn't mean I'm giving up my dream of being a doctor. I work harder in Garland than I ever have.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I finally understand what Mom was telling me before I came out to Alaska.
Oh, and what's that?
That I've always listened to my mind, and this time I'm following my heart.
Kiddo, you live wherever you want. But you better come home to visit.
I promise. And you guys better come out to Garland. Maybe in the spring?
That sounds good.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I gotta go, but I'll talk to you guys soon. Merry Christmas. I love you.
We love you too, sweetie.
Merry Christmas.
They hang up and hug.
Well.
Yeah.
Daytime at the hospital. Lauren enters Frank's room.
Hi, Frank. How are you feeling? After a good night's rest and some healthy food?
I feel better.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry about that.
I know you're right about all this, Doctor. I really do. But this is my busy
time.
I know I've said it all before, but tonight is my busiest time.
Christmas Eve?
Yes.
That's funny. Most people have tonight off. And the thing is, there's only one other guy I know who works that hard on this particular night.
Oh?
Yeah. It's too bad, Frank, that you can't have the night off with your condition and all.
I promise, if you let me go home, I will rest tomorrow and the next day. Days, weeks, and I'll get some extra help at work. And I'll eat oatmeal for breakfast every day without brown sugar or maple syrup or anything.
Okay. Okay, I'll discharge you. Consider it my gift. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Doc.
Well, don't thank me too much, and don't eat too many cookies, okay? Huh. Hey, do you happen to know where Andy is?
He's setting up the stages and the booths for the festival. You shouldn't miss it.
At sunset, the festival is full of people playing games and enjoying candied apples. Lauren strolls over to see the town gathered, enjoying themselves. She greets some of the townspeople and continues strolling.
Hey,
She comes around a group of people to see Hattie at a booth.
Doc! We thought you were leaving us!
Oh, not yet. I was wondering, actually, if you knew where Andy was.
He's around here somewhere. Here, take a cookie for the road.
Oh, thank you.
She bites into the gingerbread.
Mm, wow.
I know.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Dr. Brunell.
Merry Christmas, Hattie.
Yeah!
We have a winner! Please pick a prize from the most beautiful lady in all of Garland.
Oh, Wyatt.
Have you guys seen Andy?
Oh, yeah. I think he's fixing something in the reindeer pen.
Oh, getting ready to fly Santa's sleigh? Thanks.
Andy pushes on a gate to make sure his repair is secure.
Must be exhausting being the only handyman in town.
I'd say it's almost as demanding as being the only doctor in town. I expect to see you here.
Well, you know, I had to come see what everyone was talking about. And I wanted to ask you if you would be my date for New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yeah. And Valentine's Day.
But I thought you were going to Boston.
Everything I need is right here in Garland. What was it that you said? We have everything we need here, and we
don't worry about anything beyond that.
Yeah.
I used to think that was true.
You don't anymore?
No. Garland doesn't have everything I need. And you're not here.
She smiles. As they are about to kiss, Frank enters on the sleigh pulled by Rudy. Lauren joins him in the sleigh.
Now I see why you needed to work tonight, Frank.
Have a seat for a moment. Try out the sleigh.
Okay. Hey, Rudy, glad to see you on your feet.
I don't mean to rush you, but I've got a job to do.
Of course.
She jumps out.
Come on, Rudy. Let's get this show underway.
Andy helps her out and holds her arms.
Lauren, you know how bad I want you to stay, but I feel like you should know the full story about Garland first.
Oh?
Well, my dad's mysterious shipping business, the employees sneaking around, the sleigh. Rudy.
That's Garland for you.
They kiss below a beautiful full moon. A silhouette of Frank in the sleigh appears, dashing across the sky in front of the moon.